my constituency of Birmingham Ladywood has the highest number of tower blocks in Birmingham. We have 73 towers, and I've written to all of the residents that live in those tower blocks to talk to them about their concerns about fire safety and other issues after the Grenfell disaster, just to make sure that everyone has been engaged with and that we're collecting the concerns of residents, whether that's around fire doors or sprinkler systems, or where they're seeking clarification on the advice that's given to them about what they should do in case of fire. And I wanted to make sure that everyone has had an opportunity to get those concerns that they might have across to me, so that I can then liaise with the appropriate authorities and make sure that the right action is taken. Many of the residents that have written back to me, and we've had hundreds of responses from people all across my constituency, have focused on concerns around sprinkler systems, and specifically the lack of sprinkler systems in many of the tower blocks in the city. And that's why so many people were reassured by the commitment given by Birmingham City Council and our leader John Clancy, that he would make sure that sprinkler systems are fitted in all tower blocks that the council is responsible for. But there have been other concerns around dumped rubbish, and also when tenants move out of flats, sometimes leaving furniture behind, causing a fire risk as well. So there's been a range of issues that have been raised, and I'm working with my team to make sure that we get the answers that people are looking for. I definitely would say to anybody who lives in a development that is owned by a private landlord that they should get in touch with me if they've got any concerns about fire safety, if there's any confusion about what they should be doing in case of fire, or whether they're worried about checks that take place in their building, then please do get in touch with me. As a Member of Parliament, I've obviously been engaging with the council for the blocks that they're responsible for, and all of the housing associations that have blocks in my constituency as well. They've all been very responsive, and we're working together fairly well, but it's much more difficult to engage with private developers and landlords. So if there are tenants who have those concerns, then I would really encourage them to share those concerns with me, and then I can take the appropriate action. One of the things that really struck me from the work that I've done after doing this survey of residents is that actually there's often the council or housing association struggle to get into individual flats to carry out the annual check on fire and gas safety in those flats. So they can't just walk in, they have to give notice asking for access to a particular flat in order to carry out the check, and sometimes that access is not given, and then they often have to go through a very lengthy court procedure in order to gain access so that they can carry out their responsibilities as landlords, which frankly I found really shocking, the degree to which they can be frustrated in their attempts to carry out a full fire and safety check of their buildings. And so one of the things I'll be working on when Parliament returns is looking at whether that system can be streamlined so that every tenant has to give access at least once a year for a fire and gas safety check to take place in their flat by the landlord who is responsible. And if they refuse to do so, that there is a very swift and streamlined system for dealing with that, because the delays caused by tenants refusing access, I believe, put the rest of the residents in those blocks at risk.